Well, fellas, springtime's here, and that means Cardinals, Blues playoffs, and shrubs. Yes, I said shrubs because, well, we all have them.
Shrubs as wild as the Australian bush.
The only place I go for my shrubs is Tease Farm and Greenhouses. Locations in Maryland Heights, St. Charles, and North Hanley make them your one-stop shop for all gardening needs. Be like me and Tim's lawn crew and go to Tease Farm and Greenhouses for your yard needs.
Yeah, I mean, I went to St. Louis U High. I don't have to do manual labor.
Tell them CBS Sports Radio sent you in for great discounts on your purchase.
So throughout the summer, Llewellyn's will be giving away 12 amazing prizes. All you have to do is listen to CBS Sports, follow them on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, or go to llewellynspub.com and then go to one of these six local Llewellyn's locations for your entry to win. Each time you visit Llewellyn's and participate, you are entered in a drawing to win one of these 12 prizes. The top prize is a trip for two to Cardinal spring training with Inside STL. And while we're down there, you would be the correspondent with CBS Sports Radio. The second prize, a trip to Louisville for a distillery tour and tasting. The third prize, a VIP tour of AB for 25 guests. All kinds of deals, Doug. Again, visit llewellynspub.com for more details or check them out at the location. Six of them, Central West End, Soulard, St. Chuck, Webster Groves, Wildwood, and Winghaven.
Trip for two to spring training.
Favorite spots, yeah.
That Louisville's nice, too. You know, Louisville's a great town.
I have never really spent much time there.
Good town.
Speaking of bachelor parties, one of my buddy's bachelor parties, which I wasn't able to make, the Cardinals were in the World Series one of these years, but they went to Louisville, and they did a bunch of the tours of all of
the distilleries.
The distilleries.
Good times. I'm actually getting some professional information about the bachelorette parties. We had mentioned the quote of 33% of gentlemen that are bachelors at their bachelorette party cheat. And that took us into a different discussion.
Right.
Which was the number of gals or bachelorettes.
Brides to be.
Thank you. That cheat at their bachelorette party. And somebody in the industry in the article had said.
What industry are we talking about?
The limousine industry.
Oh. Okay.
Said that they thought it was about 10%. I got somebody that I know in the transportation industry. He says, coming from someone who's done limo party and parties for over 20 years and have driven well over 250 bachelor and bachelorette parties, I can tell you that number of 33% on the male side is accurate. As for the bachelorette parties, he says they're pretty much the same way, except he'd go 20 to 25% of the brides
really
cheat. Now, I went and asked somebody that I feel very comfortable asking.
Someone in the industry.
You've done more research for this topic than anything
Cardinals.
You've ever done in your life.
Pretty much. I asked Sarah B.
Okay.
My question to Sarah B. was, what percent of bachelorettes mess around at their bachelorette party? She says, I'd say 10%. Too many judgy girls with big mouths around. When girls cheat, they are way sneakier than guys.
Interesting, Doug.
A little information.
Somebody on the text line said, I used to be a bartender, and bachelorette parties are 10 times worse than bachelor parties. More gals cheat at their parties than guys.
Well, my thought
That's
is...
That's just a text.
My thought is that the bride, or is that... The gals with it.
Right. I could see with the gals with it.
Right.
Who see a bachelorette party as a time to really go and have a huge blowout party.
And I'm getting one now from somebody who's probably been to a number in the last 6 or 7 years.
All right.
She says, never seen it, honestly.
Never seen the cheating
by the gal.
By
the gal.
I could understand that.
Yeah, I you know what? I never really thought about it until this story.
Wouldn't you feel pretty bad? I know guys wouldn't. Feel as bad as a girl would if you go up to the altar and know the night before or two nights before you had sex with another guy.
Why do you think a guy would not care as much?
Because guys come from a lower
standard.
Moral platform than women do.
But you're saying if you found out that you're a bride, you think a guy would not care as much as if
no,
it was
I'm
the other way
No, I'm saying the
around?
Women would care more. I would think more women would be heartbroken that they slipped and they went through that.
I think that's equal. I think if you're about to get married, whether you're a guy or a girl, and you know that your significant other has cheated on you at the bachelor party, I think you're equally disappointed.
Is it a deal breaker?
I would think so.
I mean, you've gone through all those plants and all the money's been shelled out.
Yeah, you bought the flowers.
Three days before, she has her bachelorette party, and there's Jamal taking care of her. Dexter.
Mm. No, I'm just saying, I think in general, of the people who cheat, I think the women would probably feel worse than the men do. Because women tend to come from a little higher moral ground than men do.
Yeah, I get that. But I'm saying if you find out about it, that's going to be a tied for first.
You think it's the same?
Yeah, if you find out whether you're a guy. I mean, okay, you can say guys are sleazebags. But right. The second you hear that would happen to your soon-to-be wife,
skank.
That's going to that's gonna.
It would
piss
be hard
you
to
off
forget
to no
that.
End.
It would be hard to ever
Absolutely.
Forget that.
Well, sorry to bring up such an unnerving topic, but I just Sea Monster found it.
Topic.
Yeah, I am going to do more research on the girls.
Thought you might.
How many of them cheat?
Where do the girls go in St. Louis for bachelorette parties?
I think all over. I mean, I don't think it's like one spot.
I think there's a lot of Vegas for guys too.
Yeah.
Vegas.
But here in the Lou,
where
do you see
Chicago?
Plowsy, did any of them come to Billy G's for a bachelorette party to start it off early?
I have not seen it, no.
Probably not. Don't you think Vegas just kind of invites that? Because everybody out there is kind of looking for a wild party. Almost everybody in Vegas. If you go to one of the clubs, not that I've been there. I haven't been to Las Vegas since the early 80s. But if you go to one of the clubs as a bachelor or bachelorette party, don't you think pretty much everyone there is looking for a wild time? And that you might get in trouble there when you might otherwise not have if you weren't in
that I understand
setting.
That. Yeah, I think you're going to Vegas for sure in general because it's just a crazy party atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I'm getting another text as we speak from somebody who was one of the people that told me that they had never seen a gal hook up, a bride hook up at her bachelorette party, any of the bachelorette parties she'd been to. She says that I've never seen it, honestly. But then she said, I was at a bachelorette party in Vegas, and they were hanging out with a bachelor party from California. And she witnessed a bachelor hook up with a less-than-attractive girl in the middle of the pool.
Ah.
That's probably the worst I've seen, she said.
Yeah, that would be a bad one.
All right.
Not that she was less attractive, but the fact that it was in a pool and that he was about to get married.
Probably that's
we
what,
probably shouldn't judge the girl on her looks. On
no, especially I shouldn't judge the girl. I'd want to see her first because I've got a different rating.
Well,
and
you're
her feet
higher
as well.
Standards or lower?
I usually am much kinder.
You're kind to the girl.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Because everybody needs love.
Sure.
And we have a couple texts coming in basically saying it's not so much necessarily the brides as the other women going to the party who may already be married.
And
again,
I,
this is just
right,
the text
I can
line.
See that.
And I can see that. Those gals get nutty at the bachelorette parties, and they don't know what they're doing, and they, boom, 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 you know.
And they have 10 drinks in them, and then all inhibitions are gone.
Yeah.
For some.
For some. For some. They just lose it, and they're ready to go.
Hey, Doug, Thies Farms, you'll get 10% off when mentioning.
Yeah,
Thies. That's what I said.
Right, okay.
You'll get 10% off when mentioning the morning after. Eliminate the middleman and get your plants, flowers, hanging baskets, and combo planters from the growers directly. Ask Plowsy how cutting out the middleman can get you a better price on the product you so desire. Plowsy, are you back there?
Yep.
Yep.
And what do we got here with this?
Oh, I think it might have been a nice little drug reference, maybe.
I think maybe that it was. Well, okay. It could be the fact that you were born and reared in farm country.
I didn't know if you had a special read there, like it was kind of like the Plowmaster General. Again, I'm reading all of these for the first time. You may have noticed.
Drought, draft, doesn't matter.
Hey, it happens. Oh, that's Thies Farms, Doug.
Been around since 1885.
Yeah.
Well, that's a long time. That's a Morton Senior.
Yeah, that's a family business that has taken root, so to speak. Don't you wish you had a family business that had been around since the 1880s?
Yes.
It's thriving?
What would you want it to be?
Just very profitable.
Yeah.
It would be nice to have a family business where if you wanted to,
you
could have got
in.
Into that and kind of take it over.
Or you could try something for a while, but you've always got it to fall back on.
Like a brewery, maybe?
Yeah, that would be
That'd
awesome.
That'd be good.
But my grandpa on my mom's side, now he's 88 now, but he had a printing company all growing up. And, you know, it was a small business, so he had probably like 25 employees. And then he had, I guess, two of his daughters and one of his sons worked for the company. And the company went out of business like 10 years ago. And just the printing business in general when the internet came about and you can make all of these things on printers that you have at your house. It really changed the whole deal. But I do think he was very sad that that business was not able to be passed down through generations.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what he wanted.
Yeah, technology got him. I'm sure there were a lot of blacksmiths that wanted that business to be passed down.
But also, like, his son, my uncle, for example, he was a salesman for the company.
Yeah.
And I think he always wanted his son to take over the operations. But my uncle, he liked being a sales guy, but he didn't really want to be the guy that ran the company. Now, maybe if he had taken that over, the business would still be going and they would have, you know, changed with the times.
Right.
But, you know, that particular son just didn't kind of want to go in the family business.
These places like Kinko's, are they still doing all right?
They're still out there.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about a local printing company. It's called Blade Printing in Toledo, Ohio, where they have one of those printing presses that you remember from that movie, Catch Me If You Can, which is like a $2 million printer that you have to get shipped from somewhere in Europe, you know, that costs you $100,000 just
to
ship across.
Did they do everything, stationery, business cards?
Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah. But again, you know, you're talking in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. You're doing pamphlets and you're doing
people don't send as much mail anymore.
Right.
I mean,
no, hardly ever get mail.
No, how do those people keep jobs?
When was the last time you wrote a letter to somebody?
My daughter is out at a camp where she's working, and I actually had to ask my mom what the address is, so I was actually going to send her a birthday card, and that'll be the first time I've sent anybody anything in a long, long time.
Yeah, email's a lot easier.
I mean, I just...
And you don't need the stamp.
And the mail that I get is just crap. It's just junk. It's these big savers and just, it's terrible. What a waste of stuff that is.
It is amazing you still get that. That you still get all the coupons.
The jumble. Yeah.
And what, speaking of percentages, what percentage of people do you think throw that in the garbage immediately without even looking at it? It's got to be like 90.
I was going to say 95. But there are a lot of coupon weirdos out there.
I'm sure it's expensive for them to mail all those, so it must work or they wouldn't do it.
Yeah, you see those value packs and the people that try and sell that stuff. I just don't get it. I mean, I look at it, and I'm pissed every time it's there, and I grab it, and of course, you got to look through in case somebody got, in case something important got stuck in the middle of it, and then I just throw it out, and I'm pissed.
But they've been sending that stuff for years, and I'm sure it costs them 50 cents every time they mail that, too.
Can you get taken off the list? Can you have them stop? Seamaster, find out if I can get the mailers stopped getting mailed to me, if you would.
You could put a padlock on your mailbox, I suppose.
Well, I live in an apartment complex now, so it's in a slot.
Oh.
I've got a slot, Doug.
Have you?
Yeah.
The Wildwood Whisker Biscuit texting in, Charlie, I'm sure your grandpa would be proud to know that you learned from his mistakes and went into a timeless profession like local news.
Yeah, I mean, nothing. That you talk about.
Let me tell you about my dear grandpa and grandma, Joe and Claire Mae Leonard, and my birthday was Saturday, and this is a tradition in the family. My grandma, she calls us.
Why do you say grandma? Why not grandma?
That's how I say it.
That's the region he's from.
We say
grandpa.
What's
your deal?
Here we
I don't
say
care.
Grandpa and grandma.
You also say soda, and it's pop.
Well, it isn't.
Different strokes for different folks.
You
anyway,
say draft, drought makes us draft.
That's right. In America, we spell it D-R-A-F-T. And I read off the teleprompter just like Ron Burgundy.
Yes.
But anyway, she calls me and she sings happy birthday to me on a voicemail. And I cherish that voicemail. I have it still with me here.
Your grandmother.
Yeah. Every year she calls all of her grandkids.
Do you want to share it?
And she's still living?
Yeah, she does this every year.
It'd be hard for her to sing it if she was dead.
Now, I thought maybe he saved the message from 6 years ago.
No, a new one just came.
So you got a new message every year she sends.
If I hold it up to the mic, do you think it'll be able to?
I hope so.
Yeah, I'll do it then.
I think spent a lot of money over here getting this place fixed up.
Just talk amongst yourselves.
How old a gal is she?
She's like 88.
88?
Yeah, let me
88
get it for
keys.
Yeah.
Let me get it here. Okay.
Wonder what her
I haven't had grandparents in about, 40 years, maybe?
All right, this is from
I haven't had grandparents.
From Saturday.
20 years, probably.
Yeah.
Ready?
All right, go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy 34th birthday, Charlie. Happy birthday to you. Hope you have a great day, Charlie. Love you. Here's Grandpa.
And then Grandpa talks. How about that?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, sounds like a sassy gal.
Yeah, I think I'd like to hang with her.
What a golden voice.
Yeah.
What kind of feet does she have, Charlie?
Oh, they're very, very pretty.
Did
Jay said just, his feet were
Can I ask based on her voice?
She's about 4'10".
4'10". Was she, does she drink or did she drink?
Back in the day, yes.
What about a cigarette once in a while?
She's fun. I'm sure she did back in the day.
Back in the day.
Never since I've been old enough to remember, did she smoke?
She sounds pretty spry for 88.
Everybody used to smoke.
Yeah, everybody used to smoke.
Everybody did until about the mid-60s.
Yeah, mid-60s.
I think that's when the Surgeon General came out and said, oh, well, you might want to...
It might kill you.
Yeah.
Right. Might die if you smoke a cigarette.
But Claire May, she's quite the gem.
No, she sounds spry for 88.
Huh. Yeah, that's nice to have that, Chuck.
It is.
I hope you're nice to her.
Absolutely.
All right.
How would I not be?
What, do you call her once a week or so?
I call her, I'd say, for sure once a month.
Yeah.
But I would say maybe twice a month.
You don't want to be too nice.
Yeah, I mean, once a week.
Certain holidays. I would say it averages out to once a month.
Does she have an email address, just out of curiosity?
I doubt it.
Yeah. Maybe they got a team email address.
I know they get shown, like they don't have Facebook, but
people
will show aunts and uncles will show the pictures and all that.
Jay, I remember when your dad was working at the... Was it KFNS? We're going back 5 or 6 years now. And he said he never got on the internet.
Never been on the
and
internet.
And I said, let me show you.
No.
Yeah, let me take don't 5 minutes. It's don't so darn easy. Let me show you. It'll be the most fascinating thing you've ever witnessed in your life.
He'd be betting.
He didn't want to hear anything about it.
Thank you, because he'd be betting cricket matches in Kuala Lumpur and horse races in Dubai. It'd be a disaster.
I think that's one of the definitions of when you're getting older, though, is when you
refuse
technology.
You don't want to even buy in. My mom does it all the time, and I get stuff from him. People send me, "Hey, I'm trying to make reconnect with your dad. What's his email address?" I'm like, "You have to email my mom."
So, he won't do it. Completely against it.
No.
Mr. McDowell texting in, is Chuck's grandma a reincarnation of Mickey Carroll?
Hmm. I don't think so.
All right,
from a voice perspective.
Yeah.
Dude, we get it. You have a family that loves you. Stop bragging. That's from the Barnhart Brawler. That's your buddy.
That could be upsetting to somebody out there that's listening, and they've gotten sideways with their grandmother, and then you play something nice like that.
I don't think it's upsetting. I think that's someone from the far left saying, just like what Obama says, these people need to die so we can give more money to the other people.
People need to die?
What did Obama say people need to die?
Well, in so many words, the Obamacare thing. Yeah, we can't handle all these old people.
So we need them to die.
Mm-hmm.
You think that's really the message?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that that's the message.
Mm-hmm. Got to get rid of some
that's
of these
a new
old
one to me.
I haven't heard him stand at the podium and say, we need people to die.
In so many words, but,
okay.
That's where the Barnhart Brawler's coming from. We could just get rid of some of these older people. There'd be more money for us millennials who really don't want to do anything.
I didn't read into it that, but hey, you're entitled to your opinion.
All right.
Somebody's saying you avoid the birthday call every year. Terrible grandson. No, I actually like to save it on the voicemail, though, and then I call back. I called back about an hour
later. You did call back.
Plus, I sleep in. I have weird hours. They're on Eastern time. You know, a grandma and grandpa, they get up pretty early. They're probably up at 5 a.m., which is... even earlier here, so yeah, I wake up later, listen to the call, get to play it on the radio.
It's a tradition.
Everybody's grandparents get up early. I guess it's go to bed early. I've gotten to where if it's 9:30 or so, I'm about ready for bed.
Tapped out.
Yeah,
I'm getting there too.
And I can hang until about midnight. Then it really is time.
The slipper comes off.
Yeah, these 2-3 in the morning things. Those aren't happening.
No. I was all excited to get hammered on Sunday because I didn't have to work yesterday.
Yeah.
And so all day long I'm thinking, yeah, I'm going to get my buzz on. I'm going to feel good like a Hebrew should. It's going to be all good. And I couldn't do it. I went to this place called the Crow's Nest. You ever heard of it?
Mm-mm.
It's in the Maplewood area. And they've got all these craft beers. And I got something called... naked vanilla something. I don't know. I'm not a good craft beer person.
Had the word naked in it.
It did. So I boom. Yeah. Just give me six. So I had two of these, and they were so filling that I was tapped out, and I was in bed by 10:30.
Yeah.
I'm getting old, dude. Sad. I mean, I get invited to many bachelorette parties.
I can't have the real heavy beer either.
Whew, it was
bad. It just does me.
Naked something.
A Bud Light's about all I can handle. Two or three.
That's stronger than Michelob Ultra.
Is it?
Yeah, the Michelob Ultra is like water.
Well, maybe that's why I ought to go for it.
Maybe you could drink like 6 or 7 or 8 of those.
I don't really need 6 or 7. I just don't like to get drunk.
Low carbs.
Mick Ultra's low carbs?
That's what they say.
All right.
Hey, I dug Michael's Flooring. You can visit them, michaelsflooringoutlet.com. Michael's has 4 great locations to visit and a huge new showroom at their St. Peter's location. What sets them apart is their employees. When you come in, they will ask questions that others may not and will try to find the perfect match instead of selling what they have overstock. Michael's is great for everyone. They're perfect for the do-it-yourselfers or the contractors. There are so many things that go into a purchase, but go to others first, then come to Michael's, and I know you will see the difference when you think of Michael's. You should think local. Michael's has been local in St. Louis for over 20 years. There are now 4 convenient locations in the St. Louis area. You got St. Charles County, you got West County, you got North County, and you got Darden Prairie, Doug. It's Michael's Flooring. Check them out, michaelsflooringoutlet.com.
Well, whenever I need a floor, I can't afford floors yet, Charlie.
You guys just
my
got
house
dirt?
Is just kind of a just a
dirt.
Just it, most of it's dirt. Yeah, and there's some holes. So
to put a drink
the
down?
Flooring would be really nice to cover up some of the holes.
How are you in terms of carpet versus hardwood? I always grew up with carpet, and now that we have a dog.
Uh-huh.
It's just such a hassle.
Yeah. Big dog or little dog?
It's a little dog, but still. Even it's well trained, but every once in a while it throws up on the carpet. It goes to the bathroom.
Gotta
if
go.
You,
gotta
if you leave
go.
It too long, and you just think, if the carpet wasn't there, it would be so much easier.
I remember the days when if you had wall to wall carpet, that's really what you wanted. That was really the best thing you could put in a house. Wall to wall carpet.
Just carpet the whole joint.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now it seems like what people really want is
hardwood floor.
It's so much easier to.
It's all cyclical.
Clean and everything. Yeah.
But I like walking around with your bare feet on carpet. It kind of feels good. But then again, when your dog goes to the bathroom and then you spend a half an hour steam vacuuming the carpet, which we do about once a week.
And see how dark the water is that comes out of the vacuum.
Well, I've talked about that. I love doing that. Lord. No, that's great. Honestly, when you steam vac the carpet, it is instant gratification.
You have a steam vac.
Well, we borrowed one from a neighbor. It's one of those ones, it's a Bissell. You can get it at Target. It's like,
you can also
it's like
$100.
Rug
doctor steaming mad
at dirt.
Doing a live
spot for Bissell.
No, but I'm saying you can get one. These are just as good as the ones you'd rent at a store or have somebody come and clean.
Like
I mean, it might take
pack.
A while. Yeah, but as Doug said, you put the tank of water in there, you put the soap in there, and you know, after 10 minutes you got to change the tank, but you
it
know, the water goes
black.
From clear to black water because you have picked up so much straight dirt.
Do you have a steamer?
I have had one in the past.
But you don't presently steam. I mean, other than
no,
that,
it broke.
I mean, I know you
it
steam,
broke.
But not.
And I used it so much that I'm hesitant to just throw it away, but it doesn't work very well. So it sits in the garage where it's been for about a year now, waiting for me to throw it away, and I can't part with it.
Can't get rid of it.
So now I usually go to Home Depot and like rent a rug doctor, steaming mad at dirt.
But I'm telling you, and again, it's not a livery, but you can get one of these for like $100. So if you're gonna rent, one for whatever it is,
that's gonna cost you
65, 70.
Yeah,
you might as well buy it. And they work really well. Hey, I got to go because I have to go down to Scottrade Center for this Ken Hitchcock, Doug Armstrong press conference. So we'll take a break, then you guys can take over, and I
well,
apologize.
Well, and I think it's important, Chuck, to let it be known. Sea Monster, again, read the standings because this is the final day, right?
Final day of the month, absolutely.
Well, this potentially could be the final day unless it goes to a sudden death playoff.
Oh, that's right.
You have Stephen Wildwood in the lead with 5 email of the day victories in May. Misty Plops and Matt Hubels at Hanks, both with 4.
And
all right.
Have they all chimed in yet today?
Yes, they have all emailed in.
Okay.
So that's coming up next, and I apologize. I've left you with probably too many live reads for the last half an hour, but I was doing the best I could, guys.
Did you mention the Acorns earlier? Yeah, you did.
That's the 7 o'clock, 3 times, mm-hmm. with the drought beer.
Who's the 9 o'clock, Chuck?
I don't know. I mean, seriously, I have no idea. I don't listen to the show.
It's on your sheet there, Chuck.
Is that the Tease?
I'm done. I'm just
Tease
telling
Farms?
You, I'm done right now.
That's your Tease Farms.
Yeah, Tease Farms.
Go on, do one more for us.
So, tell us about Tease Farms.
I'm trying to go to my, you know, my real job that pays me well. No, I'm just kidding.
That thing will go just
no,
fine whether you're there or not.
Yeah, but I got to get there. The photographer's meeting me there, Doug. Now I have to go back into the
you don't
binder
have to do
for
anything,
Tease
but
Farms.
Just sit there. The photographer's got to do the work.
Yeah, that's
he'll
true.
Shoot
I
got to
ask. I have to ask pertinent questions to Hitch and Army.
Sometimes Doug takes his own camera.
Like, what do you think of the new deal?
This off season, who's
Coach
big for you?
Hey, Tease Farms. You'll get 10% off when mentioning the morning after. Eliminate the middleman and get your plants, flowers, hanging baskets, and combo planters from the growers directly. Ask Plowsy how cutting out the middleman can get you a better price on the product you so desire. But really, you're not really supposed to read that. It's more of a casual reference to the fact that Plowsy smokes pot.
Right.
All right. I will take off. You guys can take over, and I'll be back tomorrow. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After, broadcasting live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studio on CBS Sports Radio 920, InsideSTL.com, and 105.7 HD2.